weekend. And interesting there, the Tab Highway, we mentioned they only had 8 originally. It's now got 10 lining up in that race on Saturday, the first at 12:05. That's it for the news hour of Racing HQ. Tomorrow, it's Hawkesbury Rolby Mile Day. We'll be covering that with plenty of interviews. Track at the moment is a good 4, penetrometer 4.83 for the Rolby Mile tomorrow at Hawkesbury. And after our news break, it'll be the full preview with Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas for Warwick Farm.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddie Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
It's 10:04. Good morning, Leanne West with Sky Sports Radio News. A pedestrian is being treated for head injuries after a peak hour crash at Carlingford in Sydney's northwest. Two cars were involved in the accident on Pennant Hills Road. Police say to expect significant delays. There's been a drive-by shooting in Sydney's east this morning. Several shots were fired into a house in Milroy Avenue in Kensington around 3 a.m. Bullets were fired at the same house last week. Two brothers trapped in the rubble from an earthquake in Italy have been rescued. The boys, aged 7 and 11, were fed water through a tube while rescuers dug into a collapsed building near Naples in the country's south. The boys spent 16 hours trapped under a bed. Industrial manslaughter laws will be introduced in Queensland following the Dreamworld ride accident that killed 4 people. A Spanish court has been told the terror cell behind last week's Barcelona attack had been planning a much bigger operation involving explosives. And Tiger Woods is threatening to sue a gossip site for leaking a nude photo of him online. The photo was stolen by a hacker from the phone of his former girlfriend. To sport now, and the Gold Coast Titans board will meet on Friday to discuss the coaching vacancy at the club. Ipswich Jets coaches Ben and Shane Walker have thrown their hands up for the job, claiming they can get the best out of Jared Hayne. Queensland coach Kevin Walters is also reportedly keen. A blow for Penrith's hopes of 8 wins on the trot with captain Matt Moylan out of Sunday's match against the Dragons. Moylan has suffered a fresh hamstring tear and won't play until at least week 1 of the finals. Australian cricket captain Steve Smith has backed batsman Usman Khawaja and spinner Ashton Agar to start in the first test against Bangladesh on Sunday. Socceroos captain Mile Jedinak has been ruled out of the World Cup qualifiers against Japan and Thailand. He was again sidelined by injury overnight as his Aston Villa side beat Wigan 4-1 in the second round of the League Cup. And former world golf number one Jason Day says he's likely to play at the Australian Open in Sydney in November. He hasn't played in Australia since 2013. Sydney weather, sunny with tops of 21 in the city and 23 in the west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Every day and every night, Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service passes on vital information. Along with Tab Market Movers, so crucial to backing a winner.
Here at Gilgandra, if ever it gets underway, you've got number 10, Two and Well Go, $34 into $5.50. Number 10, give it strength.
Two and Well Go, and Chintastic, the outside, Two and Well Go, beat Chintastic in a close go.
You can rely on Tab Market Movers from midday every day, here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Can't choose between your favourite runners? Place a $3 mystery box trifecta on Trackside, and if your three runners finish first, second or third in any order, you win 50% of the trifecta dividend.
Visit your local Tab to play Trackside.
Gamble responsibly.
Don't pay overs. Book your mare to proven Group 1 sire for a reason for $2,200. Or Hunter Cup winner Bling It On for $2,400. Live foals receive a $500 HRNSW rebate. Conditions apply. Go to comedyequine.com.au.
At Bing Lee this Father's Day, they've got that many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online to binglee.com.au and check out the Father's Day catalogue. Or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
And they're off and racing.
Group racing returns to Rose.
Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And today, what a beauty, it is 9 past 10. Mark Jones is our Warwick Farm track manager. He's going to tell us what the day is like, what the track's like, the whole lot. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Now, we've got a beautiful day.
Oh, look, it certainly is. It's an absolutely magnificent winter's day. Around about 22 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, so looking forward to a great day.
Beautiful. Now, well, the track today, has it officially rated?
Yeah, look, we're a good 3 with a penetrometer of 4.53.
All right. Now, the rail today, where will that be?
Yeah, we're in the true. We raced 3 weeks ago with the rail out 5, so back in the true position for today.
All right. And I suppose as here we are as weather experts, Mark, but you really notice the season starting to turn a bit now, can't you?
Look, we can a bit. The days are lovely. We had a frost again this morning, which did surprise me. The track was a little bit frosty, but look, the days are great. And, you know, obviously quite dry at the moment. We've been irrigating every couple of days, but look, really looking forward to a bit more heat and get these tracks, you know, growing again.
Yeah, terrific. But today, all good. You couldn't ask for any better, really, could you?
No, that's for sure. Look, I'm looking forward to the day. You know, it's a, you know, track's in, you know, fairly good condition for this time of the year, and perfect weather for it. No, it's going to be a good day.
All right, good on you, Mark. Enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Mark Jones there, the Warwick Farm track manager. Now, Ray Thomas joins us. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, that's good news, isn't it, about the track with the rail in the true. Look, you wouldn't think there'd be any real bias here today, given it's a good 3, but lovely winter's day. Really good meeting too, Sean. There's some promising young 3-year-olds in a couple of these races early, and then the last 2 legs of the quaddie are big fields, tough races, but hope there's a couple of winners there for us, Sean.
To right, Paul Joyce. How are you, Paul?
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, punters. Yeah, terrific, Sean. Looking forward to today. Beautiful day. And as Ray said, good track, rail through, out to Warwick Farm. No, really looking forward to it.
And Glenn Munsey, how are you, Muns?
Very good. Thank you, Shawnee boy. Good morning to Ray. Good morning to Paul. Yeah, isn't it great that we just get firm tracks all the time, and then we say that and all they're going to tell you now from Thursday onwards we're going to get rain. So I've forgotten what it's like to rain here.
Well, it looks like a beautiful day.
More rain, Glenn. Had enough of that.
All right, now the first there today, the TAB Handicap. We got a field of 7.
Yeah, we have, and we start with Severance here as a $4.80 chance, and it's got blinkers on for the first time today. Dragon Shadows, a $51 chance. Pandemonium, an odds-on chance, $1.95. Augustus at $9.50. St. Verduz at $10. Pride of Darcy is a $5.50 chance, and Campaign is an $8 chance. This is a benchmark 70 for 3-year-olds over the mile. Only one there's any support for whatsoever here is Pandemonium. Went up 2.30 yesterday, was into 2.15 last night, opened at that price this morning, is into $1.95. Basically not a bean for any other runner.
Look, she should lead off the inside draw, boys. I expect the Rachel King to bounce her out and control the tempo. Dragon Shadow the Ruffy, he did lead throughout to win at Hawkesbury last start, so he might provide a little bit of competition up front, but that's about it for the on-paces. Severance with the blinkers first time perhaps goes forward, but I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think Panamanium's definitely the horse to beat here. Paul, getting short enough, Glenn mentioned $1.95, but look, I was taken by that second up winner, Kemba, over the 1400 when she led throughout, dominated her maiden, ran good sectionals and wasn't really tested by Rachel King that day. And I've got no issue with her going up to 1600 metres today. And Paul, I was talking to Gay Waterhouse on Monday and they've got a big opinion of this filly Pandemonium. They're talking flight stakes later this spring. So, look, they've always held her in high regard. They even sent Pandemonium to Melbourne for a second start in a Blue Diamond Prelude earlier this year. So she's a filly that's always shown the stable potential. And I think second up at Kembla, she showed a glimpse of what she can do. And I think she can lead and dominate here and just prove too good for her rivals. The one, Severance, he won his maiden well last start, but the significant point today, the blinkers go on for the first time. He just seemed to float when he got to the front at Kimball last start, not quite concentrating or putting a field away yet. The blinkers will help him, and he's the danger for mine. Number four, Augustus, didn't have a lot of galloping room at Canterbury last start when third to run away. It was an improved effort, though, and the big watch horse is the six Pride of Darcy. It's a big leap from Atari's 1,300-metre maiden on debut into a midweek here at Warwick Farm against a couple of promising three-year-olds, but he won his maiden with real authority, Pride of Darcy, and he looks a smart type. Timmy Martin trains, definitely one to watch, but I can't tip against the favourite in the first pool. I think she'll lead and win. Three Pandemonium on top from 1, 4, and 6.
Yeah, look, I'm going 6, 1, 3, and 5. I'm going to have a little gamble on the 6 here, Pride of Darcy, Ray, the horse you were just talking about. I love his win at Taree. He was obviously smashed in betting, $1.95 into $1.60. He struck trouble in the run. He was tightened on the turn. But once he got clear running, he put the race beyond doubt and absolutely ambled through the line. It was as soft as win as you'd see, and he's come away with it with a rating of 56. Now, Pandemonium obviously has a rating of 65, so she's carrying a lot more weight than him today. And I just think he snuck under the radar a bit there, and he's a better horse than that. We know that for sure. It's just a matter of how good he is and how good Pandemonium is. I'm going to gamble on Pride of Darcy at the 550. The one Severance, blinkers first time, could make all the difference. He'll get the last shot at them. Pandemonium, obviously a massive threat. She gets all the favours in front. She's just too short for me. And number 5, St. Badoos. I think he does add a bit of interest. His last start at Flemington, he was held up for a lot of the straight before making some late ground. Perhaps he's just looking for further already. So put him in the black book for some staying races down the track. 6, 1, 3, and 5, an intriguing race to start the day.
Righto, race 2, full field.
Yeah, and the second here is the Plucket Vinery. Now, this is a benchmark 70 for three-year-olds and upwards over 2,200. We start with Exoteric, who's got Pacifiers on today as an $18 chance. Meteorologist down from the Gold Coast at $14. Ready for Success at 6. Bon Equus with a tongue tie on, but the blinkers have come off, and it's a $10 chance. Queen of Heights, Darren Flindell's best bet of the day. It's a $3.20 equal favourite. Don Pellegrino is at $5.50. Prescott, the stablemate to Queen of Heights, $3.20 equal favourite. And Centre of Attention is a $21 chance. Now, looking at the changes here this morning, and the best supported runner now becomes Prescott, who went up as much as $4.80 first thing this morning after being a $6 chance yesterday. So it's $4.80 into $3.20 this morning. I can't say it's a massive go, but it is $4.80 to $3.20. And it's got three times the amount of money on it than what Queen of Heights has. And it's $2.70 out to $3.20.
Yeah, look, there's no obvious speed in this race for $2,200. Obviously, tactics will play a role, but Ready for Success and Queen of Heights, Ray, do look the obvious two to go forward, but it wouldn't surprise me if anything happened here.
Yeah, and these sort of stays, they take it in turns, don't they, Paul? Look, I found this a difficult race to assess, but I've come back to number 6, Don Pellegrino. He comes out of a similar Warwick Farm benchmark 70 over 2,200 metres earlier this month. That was won that day by Moore Mowat in a three-way go from Don Pellegrino and Queen of Heights. Now, Don Pellegrino came from back in the field that day. He was powering home late. He'll do it again. He's honest. He's tough. He can stay. He doesn't mind Warwick Farm. Tempo is a concern, as Paul mentioned, because he's a get-back type of stayer. But, look, he's racing well enough to win. Glenn Schofield in good form as well. I'm going to gamble on the 6, Don Pellegrino, reproducing his last start effort and swamping them late. The 5, Queen of Heights, very consistent, been up for a long time. Ran gamely again at Warwick Farm at last start, and she'll be in the mix all the way for Hugh Bowman. The 4, Bon Equus, he's been costly for punters and was disappointing again at Gosford last week, but I'm giving him another chance. He's a much better horse than his recent runs suggest. Back on his home track here, he could improve. I'm throwing in the 1, Exoteric, here for the multiples because the pacifiers go on here. His two runs this prep, he's shown nothing, but he's up to a trip now where he excelled in England. He could improve out of sight, and that's a big go for the 7, Prescott. Have to consider him as well. Typical staying race, isn't it, Paul? You could take 4 or 5 chances here. They're all in the mix. 6, Pellegrino on top for mine. 6, 5, 4, and 1.
Yeah, interesting you found the one there, Ray, because it's the one I've got on top. An absolute speculator. 1, 5, 6, and 7. Big double-figure odds. Ray hit the nail on the head over in the UK. His best distance was when he got up to 2,000 metres. He's getting up to that third up from a spell. well. He hasn't shown anything over the shorter trips, but he's missed the start badly on each occasion. He's had big weights. They've been sit sprint affairs, and he just hasn't been able to get into the mix. But it wouldn't surprise me today, different tempo race, perhaps gets out of the gates a bit better. He's still got 61.5 for a reason. He's considered the best horse in the race rating-wise. So at the big odds, we've got Chris Waller trained, Brenton Abdullah aboard. I just think it's a gamble I'm happy to take. Now, number 5, Queen of Heights, I think she's the obvious threat because she'll get all the on-pace favours for Huey Bowman. She's a tough, relatively lightly raced mare, and she can stay. The 6, Don Pellegrino, race top pick, just needs a few favours. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's racing consistently. And the 7, Prescott, well, that last start at Melbourne, at Flemington, he was badly held up for a lot of the straight. Once he got clear, he found the line okay, but he wasn't exactly attacking the line. He's only won 1 from 12, but obviously the change in scenery could make all the difference. I'm going 1 Exoteric as a bit of a speculator from 5, 6 and 7.
Okay, now we move on to the third event. Take out 3 Cedarwood and 7 Chicane.
Yeah, this is the Tab Rewards, a maiden here for 3-year-olds over 1,300 metres. And we start with Dissolution, who is a $4.40 chance. Now, I've been practicing this all night, Paul. Al-Mahaha, with the blinkers on, Al-Mahaha, with the blinkers on, is a $2.60 chance. And I even had Adrian Bott try and tell me how it was pronounced last night when we were leaving Sky Channel. I still can't get it right. Cedarwood came out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Primo TiVo is a $21 chance. Smart Edge with the blinkers on today at $4.20. Enlightened Boy with the winkers off at $23. Chicane is out, no deduction. Cook Straight, 15. Highway is a $23 chance. And Smooth Landing at $4.80. If Chris Roots would not ring me while I'm in air, that would be very, very handy. The best supported runner here is Dissolution, albeit it's $4.20 out to $4.40 today. Al-Mahaha it's 280 to 270 to 250 back to 260. And there was money last night for Highway when we did form line 41 into 23. And interesting to hear Stephen Englebrecht's comments this morning.
Yeah, look, speed in this race is a bit tricky. I've got Smart Edge going forward. Obviously, the blinker's on first time. I'd be surprised if they don't roll forward on him. But there's not a lot of others there that will go forward. Dissolution perhaps goes forward. Showed a bit of pace in his trial behind Speed, but his 2 race starts, he's missed a kick, which is maybe why he's never been up there before. But, Ray, this is another race, really tricky one to map accurately.
It is, yeah. The point redissolution spot on, Paul. And even Al-Mahaha with Hugh Bowman, gate 3, they try and take advantage of that inside gate. He's been ridden back in the field, his 2 starts. Tough race. Do you go with the obvious potential of Dissolution or the race fitness of Al-Mahaha? I've gone back to the top weight Dissolution. I just think he's potentially the best horse in this race. And he showed that in the Gold Coast, only his 2nd start when he probably should have beaten Taking Aim in that close photo finish for the Group 3 Ken Russell Memorial. His only previous start was on the heavy at Randwick during the championships. He's obviously a colt with talent. And I loved his recent trial and a strong trial against the older horses. Spieth won it. Dissolution was doing nice work in the middle of the field, finishing 5th. He's got to carry the weight, got the awkward gate. Where he ends up in the run from the jump is the big query, but I'm banking on his class, Paul. 1 Dissolution. To beat 2 Al-Mahaha, no knock on him. He was really good at Warwick Farm last start when just beaten that photo by Piracy. I think I'll try and take closer position here from that inside gate too, Paul. If they do, Al-Mahaha definitely the one to beat. Number 10, Smooth Landing. I loved her run when she resumed in the Gold Standard race at Canterbury 2 weeks ago. The format of that has really held up, with Gold Standard being placed at group level. She was making good ground late, and I think she did the same again today. And the 5, Smart Edge, was a beaten odds-on favourite in that Gold Standard race. Nothing went right for him that day. Blinkers on today, much more backable price than he was 2 weeks ago. I'm including him in my top 4 as well. Good race, Paul. Really intriguing what the tactics will be here. I've gone 1 Dissolution on top. 1, 2, 10, and 5.
Yeah, right. Look, I'm looking forward to this one. I've gone 2, 5, 9, and 1. Al-Mahaha on top for me. Sort of 2 big gear changes if you really want to look at it. We've got blinkers first time. We've also got Hugh Bowman on first time, and I think that'll be a massive plus for this horse. He was just scrambling a bit over the 1,100 last start at Warwick Farm, got the inside run, flew home, but he just ducked out right near the line, and I think that cost him the victory. He's obviously still a maiden as a result, and with those blinkers going on, I don't think he has to improve much. and he'll be turning the tables today. I'm pretty keen on Alma Haha. The 5 Smart Edge, same story, blinkers first time. Now, this horse was backed on debut to start odds on, got knocked over by D'Argento. That's been the strongest three-year-old form this season. And then second up at Canterbury's race, it started odds on, got caught three wide facing the breeze and knocked up late. The Snowdens have kept him in work, and I think that's a big positive. They're such an astute stable, you've got to respect their decision to keep him going. Number 9, Highway. Loved her trial at Goulburn behind Pumpkin Pie, who we all know. Adam Eve ran third in the trial, was gapped. She's a pretty smart horse, this High Chaparral filly from Steve Englebrecht's yard. And from Barrier 1, don't be surprised if she's right in the firing line from the word go. And number 1, Disillusion. I've got to put him in my numbers, but I can only find him 4, despite catching my eye finishing 5th behind Speeth in a trial. What depth there is to this race. I'm going 2, 5, 9 and 1.
Rightio, we go to the 4th head here, take out number 5, Florida, and 6, Mixed Blossom.
Yeah, this is the Schweppes Handicap here, a benchmark 70 over 1,000 metres. And just another series of price changes just before we get to read these out. Realised potential now $3.20. Nick-tock odds on $1.75. And at 18 minutes past 10, it was $1.90 chance. Wing Snipper is at $12. Anatime at $21. Florida out this morning, 16 cents a win, nothing the place. Mixed Blossom out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Phoebe's Lass with the Bitlifter on is a $10 chance. And Brockton Punch is at $9 after as much as $17 it went up this morning. Our best supported runner today, one of the better back runners on the program, is Nick Tock. Second pick is now Brockton Punch. And third pick is the toppy in Realised Potential.
Yeah, well, look, those two scratchings this morning were very important to the speed map because Nick Tock now basically should find the front unchallenged. Wing Snipper drawn outside him, the only other on-pace runner. The four remaining rivals tend to get back in their races. So from a speed map perspective, Nick Tock's gone from a good thing to an absolute moral rate.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. He just jumps, leads and wins, I think. Promising little sprinter, isn't he? 6 starts, 5 wins. His only defeat was a third in a Tab Highway on a heavy 10 and... Look, he just held off the fast finishing Rebel Miss over 1,100 at Canterbury last start. Had a month between runs, coming back to the 1,000. I think the 1,000's his ideal trip. Hugh Bowman to ride. And as Paul said, he'll just jump, probably lead, and he'll be too good, the 2, Nick Tock. Got him on top. I think the 4 Anatime's an each-way contender here in the small field. Been a while since she's shown me form, but she has got good form over 1,000 metres. She's a speedy type, gets in with no weight, can run a race here. The 1 Realised Potential was good first up at Ramaco over 1,000. His second up here, whether he has that same sharpness in his legs is a concern. And the 3 Wing Snipper, disappointing first up at Scone. There were excuses for it. Normally he's a horse who does excel over 1,000 as well. I'll include him in my top 4, but Nick Tock clearly on top, Paul. He should win the 4th. 2 Nick Tock from 4, 1 and 3.
Yeah, no doubt, Ray. He's my good thing of the day. He's a good thing price now at $1.75, but great anchor if you're playing at the quaddy. 2, 1, 3 and 8 for me. Look, Ray's covered it all. 5 from 5 on good track. The speed map says yes. We've got Hughie Bowman aboard. And at the end of the day, he's a lightly raced, highly promising sprinter against horses we've had a good line on. We've seen what they can do. And there are no superstars amongst them. So I think Nick Tock wins this and wins it comfortably. Number 1, Realised Potential. Great return in Saturday grades. That does come back in class. But he shoots up significantly in weight. He goes up 7 kilos off that run. And I just don't think he'll be able to give Nick Tock any sort of weight and run him down. The 3 Wing Snipper had excuses first up. He's better than that. 1-2 last prep. So you couldn't rule him out altogether. And number 8, Brookton Punch. Would need everything to fall into his hands to be able to pounce on them late. But if for whatever reason they do go mad up front, Brookton Punch will be the one charging at them. 2 on top, good thing to beat 1, 3 and 8.
Okay, the next event, the 5th, pulling out the 11 concessions.
Yeah, hashtag the races here, a benchmark 75 over 1,600 metres. We start with Miami Dade as a $12 chance. Argent Dior at $6.50. Fortensky, favourite, $3.20. Sabab is a $6 chance. Tap That with the blinkers on, but the nose roll comes off at $15. Ear-Eyes at $34. Cocapoo at $4.20. Plaisir at $10. Sovereign Air, $51. Aragold at $10. Concessions is out the deduction, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Tatush is a $21 chance. Best supported runner today and overall is Sabab, who as much as $9.50 first thing this morning, now $6. Second most popular runner overall is Argent Dior, not a great deal of money for it this morning. Third most popular runner overall is Kokopoo, is $4.80 to $4.20 today. And Fortensky, when we started the preview, was a $3.90 chance, is now $3.20, and it sits fourth pick.
Yeah, well, Fortensky has to work across to find the front run. The two that will make that a bit difficult would be Tap That and also Kokopoo. So they're the three on-pace runners. Outside of that, we've got Miami-Dade and Ari Gold, perhaps, from Barrier 1 with those blinkers remaining on. But I'd say Fortensky might have to do a touch of work early, Ray, but should end up in the right spot.
Yeah, I still think he's a horse to beat, Paul, despite that awkward draw. He was really good at Canterbury last, but he and Street Pursuit drew right away from their rivals, had a terrific duel. Street Pursuit did get the better of Fortensky late to beat him by a half length. Then he backed up last week, Street Pursuit, to win again. The form's excellent. Fortensky's been racing consistently all prep. This is an ideal race for him. Warwick Farm, 1,600 metres, good track. Hugh Bowman just needs a touch of luck early, and I think he'll be the one they all have to run down late for Fortensky. The seven, Kokopoo, I'm very wary of this horse. He's really in good form. He romped home at Dubbo and then was even better at Kembla last, that over a mile. He's an improving horse, and if Fortensky makes a mistake, Kokopoo is definitely the one who can pounce. Four, Sir Barb. Loved its run last start when it weaved through the field and flew home to just miss behind Nat King Koo. That was over the Warwick Farm 1600. He's racing well, this horse. Claire Cunningham's found the key to Sir Barb. And the two, Argent Dwarf, have to include him, comes out of a good race at Rose Hill last start when he wasn't beaten far behind the Pharaoh. But Fortensky, Paul, he's going well enough to win this, and I've got him on top, 3 Fortensky from 7, 4 and 2.
Well, we'll box these up, Ray, in the first four. I'm 4, 3, 7, and 2. I've got Sir Barb on top, though. I think he's going terrifically well, as you just mentioned. That last start, second behind Nat King Koo, he really attacked the line. And the run before that at Canterbury, it was a leader-dominated affair, won by Special Missile, who's since gone to Saturday grade and won again. The runner-up was Noshio. Third was Imanui. Strong, deep form race. Since this horse has gone to Claire Cunningham, he's gone to a new level. And Josh Adams got a good feel of him last start, and I think today, from that soft draw, he'll be winning. Number three, Fortensky, is the obvious threat. It just worries me now that he's been beaten his last three when fighting out close finishes. Just starting to concern me a touch with him that he doesn't have that killer instinct. The seven, Kokopoo, well, he's burst onto the scene with those two wins at Dubbo and Kembla. Always tougher coming to town, but he's doing everything right on pace. And the two, Argent Dor, up in distance but back in class. If he runs out a strong mile, he could definitely get over top of these. I'm backing the four, though. 4, 3, 7, and 2.
Right, there we go to the next race. 6.8, number 2, Pure Rebel, 4 out of Cheval, and 16, Tip Top.
Yeah, this is the Ascot Restaurant, a benchmark 75 over 1,200 metres, where Rajani, the toppie here, is a $10 chance. Pure Rebel is out. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a deduction, the scratching this morning. Butter United, 15. L.A. Cheval, out, no deduction. Centro Superior, 15. The Grandson at 26. It's had a tie-back operation since its last run back in February. Hammond Lane at $34. My Kind at $41. Chapelco comes back as a gelding, and also the blinkers are off, and it's a $23 chance. Perizada at $7. Eminent Duke at $26. Red is the Rose, $4.40. Boston Light at $15. I Am Serious with a lugging bit on, $3 in favourite. And a Chelleray is an $11 chance. Tip Top, out, no deduction. Only horse who've shown any great interest here is in I Am Serious. Went up 5, was into 3.20 yesterday, opened 3.20 this morning, into $3. Second pick is Red is the Rose, who's been 6 out to 6.50, back into 4.40 so far today. And third pick, an extremely long way away from those two runners, is Accelerate.
Yeah, big field. We should get good speed and decent pressure. Accelerate off the inside gate will lead. I think the other on-pace runners here look to be Eminent Duke, Red is the Rose, and also I Am Serious should press forward from that gate. So, Ray, 1,200 metres run at a true pace. They should all get their chance.
Yeah, good race. His last two legs of the quaddy, Paul. Plenty of depth to them, but I like the 14 I Am Serious from the